This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand.
Bon appetit.
Where's the lunch?
Creamy, salty, sweet, and oaky nuttiness.
15 minutes bake off, queens.
And then we add the whiskey. Boom, flames.
Bam, that's a little bit like that.
Pie.
Okay, we are going to blow your mind today and talk about a clam chowder you've probably never heard of. It's not Manhattan, the red one. It's not New England, the white one. It's Evan Kleinman is here. She's not the clam chowder. She's host of KCRW's Good Food, but she's going to tell us what it is. What is it?
It's Rhode Island clear chowder.
I have never heard of that.
Apparently, it is the Ur chowder, the one from which all others sprung, and the one that back in the day was most likely to be found actually on a fisherman's boat or in a fisherman's house.
Really? Okay, so it's the OG clam chowder.
Exactly. It's the simplest and the most clam forward in that, as you said, there's no cream or tomato added. I was inspired to talk to you about it after I was noodling around on the internet, as one does, and I found a video from Chef Michael Cimarusti, who was making it. He's, of course, the chef and co-owner of two-star Michelin restaurant Providence and the New England-inspired Connie and Tad's in West Hollywood.
Which are fish-forward in every sense of the word.
In every sense of the word.
All right, how do you make this chowder? So, how do you call it? What is it? Clear chowder.
Yeah, Rhode clear Island chowder. Clear. He calls it Rhode Island clear.
Do you say clear?
No, he's been far away long enough that he says clear.
Uses the R properly, I might add. Okay. Yeah. How do you make this clear chowder?
So you start with melting butter in a saucepan, which for me is always a good sign. Then you add chopped salt pork to the butter, even better. After it starts to render its fat, you add onion, cook it till it's translucent. Then you add the broth from the clams that you have previously opened, and diced potatoes. And you cook all of that together until the potatoes are tender. Check your seasoning. Then you, quote, set it aside to cure.
Oh, what does that mean?
So this is what I find so interesting about this recipe. Because it is so simple and it has so few ingredients, setting it aside allows the ingredients to marry or meld in flavor. What they do at Connie and Tad's is they actually make it the day before. And so everything that's in the recipe, except for the actual clams, you know, all the things which have been cooked together, sit in the refrigerator until the next day. And when they're ready for service, they bring it back to a boil, turn it down to simmer, slide in the raw clams, which only take about 2 minutes to cook, and then you're ready to go.
Where are you getting these clams?
So, I mean, he, of course, uses fresh clams, and you can get really high-quality fresh clams at any of our great seafood markets. I wouldn't get them at the grocery store.
Can you use canned clams?
Well, you know, we're going to ask Chef Cimarusti to put his fingers in his ears because he would be shaking his head. No, no, you cannot. Well, obviously, I have made it before with canned clams, but I will say that I do use a high-quality canned clam. I really love this one brand called Donostia that comes from Spain, and then there's also another brand from New England called Bar Harbor, which I've heard really good things about, and especially their clam broth, their bottled clam. I think it's called Juice, which is just so, you know, unattractive.
Yeah. Yes.
But, you know, if you do need to add an additional clam liquid, I've heard that Bar Harbor is a good brand.
What about Clamato?
No, Clamato has tomato in it. Blech. No.
I know it's in the name, Clamato.
Yeah, no, that's only if you're making a certain kind of michelada, but that's a different story. I have also made it using frozen clams. Which mostly come from Asia, so they have a little bit different texture. I think you have to play around and see what suits you, but definitely look on the cans of clams and avoid those that have preservatives in them. You're just looking for clams and clam broth, and and maybe some salt. Okay.
All right. So in the pantheon of chowders, comma clam, where would you put this?
I would put it, I just think it's a really great weeknight dish that is perfect for January. I mean, it's still quite chilly, mm-hmm. But everyone's trying, or, you know, some of us are trying to eat a little lighter than we were in December.
Yes.
And so it is a very light but really satisfying bowl, I have to say. But I will also tell you that the video that we link to on the web has Chef Simaristi also making the kind that's enriched with cream and a Manhattan clam chowder. So if you're inclined to do any of those other things, I encourage you to click through.
I am inclined. And we go to KCRW.com to click through?
Absolutely.
Okay. Evan Kleinman is host of KCRW's Good Food, which you can hear Saturday mornings at 10, or you can download the podcast and listen whenever you want. Evan, what's on your show this week?
Well, you know, rain brings with it mushrooms that sprout out. After a rain, there are a lot of mushrooms in the market right now, and so we have a really great market report about that. Also, one of our favorite local foragers and maker of wildcrafted food, Pascal Baudard, talks to us about his book on wildcrafted vinegars.
All right, Evan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Madeline.
And that does it for this week on Press Play. Our producers are Brian Hardzinski, Angie Perrin, Bennett Purser, and Marcel Hutchins. Michelle Aloy is our line editor. Amy Ta is our digital editor. Sarah Sweeney is our managing producer. And our technical director is the ever super Mario Saavedra. Jay Siebold engineered this week as well. He's also super. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at KCRW Press Play. I personally am at The Mad Brand. And of course, you can download and subscribe to our podcast at kcrw.com, press play, or wherever else you get your podcasts. Okay, so lots on your to-do list right there digitally. I'm Madeline Brand. Thanks for listening today. I'll see you on Monday.